Hello, Ignite You Nation. Greg Wilson with GregAWilson.com. Welcome to yet another episode of the Ignite You podcast. I have a question for you. I want to start this podcast off with a question. How many of you actually set goals? Yes, I'm asking that question again. How many of you or how many of us actually set goals? You know, goal setting is very important. Wherever you are in your life, whatever aspirations that you may have, setting goals is very important. And if we fail to set goals, and today we're going to talk about even setting goals the right way, but if we fail to set goals, what we'll find ourselves doing month in, month out, year in, year out, we'll find ourselves having not achieved like anything noteworthy. So let's dive in and let's talk about goals, because again, they are very important, setting goals. And I have a few tips that I would like to discuss with you. And I want to start with, and this is going to be five tips. I want to start with goal setting the right way. Maybe we've set goals previously, but we have failed to set goals that actually motivated you. You know, how many of us set goals that are motivating to ourselves? How many of us set goals that, you know what, we are interested in? Now, if we set goals based on someone else, if we set goals based on maybe a company, I get that to a degree, but what goals have you set that actually motivated you, that motivate you? When you set goals for yourself, it's very important that they motivate you. Making sure that, you know what, that particular goal is important to me. And once I achieve that goal or on my journey to achieve that goal, I see value in actually achieving that particular goal. So set goals that motivate you. You know, if you are not motivated to lose weight, then gosh darn it, don't set that as a goal. Or you'll find yourself being discouraged. You'll find yourself not going to the gym. You'll find yourself eating the way that you have been eating for months and years. If, again, that goal of losing weight isn't motivating to you. Or maybe you want to gain muscle. I'm still with the gym analogy here. Maybe you want to gain muscle. Don't set that as a goal if, again, you are not motivated to do the things that are necessary to take the steps, if you will, to achieve that goal. So again, the very first thing I would encourage you to do when setting goals is to, you know what, set a goal that motivates you. If you want to start a business this year, if that's your goal, then start a business, come on, that motivates you. It's just one thing again to have goals, but it's something completely different to be motivated by goals, to be motivated by those things, or even to choose goals that motivate you. You want to get back into church. You want to be more active or more proactive in your community. If at the end of the day, you are not motivated to do those things, then you'll find yourself setting that goal and actually setting yourself up for failure to not achieve that particular goal. The next thing is to set SMART goals. SMART, which is an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's dive into that a little bit. Setting SMART goals. Now, we've all heard of SMART goals, but do we not know that they actually apply to the goals that you even set for yourself? Be very specific. Set specific goals. Your goal that you set for yourself, it has to be, listen to me, it has to be clear. It has to be well-defined. When we set generalized goals or something that is just vague, again, we'll find ourselves setting ourselves up for failure. So set specific goals. SMART goals, the S, specific. The M, measurable. How are you tracking those goals? Can you measure that specific goal? Are there particular dates that, hey, you know what, I want to achieve this part of the goal by this date? You have to set measurable goals. those generalized goals that we mentioned when we talked about specific won't work. There's no way for you to measure a general goal, but there is a way for you to measure and hold yourself accountable for specific goals. So the M again, in the SMART goal analogy, or the SMART goal acronym, is measurable. Now, A is attainable. I love that. I love the fact that, you know what, when I set this specific goal, when I set this goal that can be measured, why? Because it is specific. That same specific measurable goal must also be attainable. I could set a goal today. You know what? Tonight, I'm gonna go to the moon. Okay. I set a date. I could possibly measure it. Why? Because I said tonight. But is that goal attainable? Let's not set goals that are not able, if you will, that even though they're specific, and even though we could potentially measure those goals, make sure that it's actually possible to achieve the goal that you set yourself. Let's go back to the weight analogy. Okay, I want to lose weight. Cool, that's specific. And what's specific? I want to lose, I don't know, let's say I weighed 500 pounds and I want to lose 400 pounds in 30 days. Is that possible? I don't know. I don't think so. That 400 pound loss in 30 days might not be attainable within the time frame being measurable that we set for ourselves. So again, set specific goals, set measurable goals, set attainable goals. At this moment, we're going to pause for a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages while we talk about setting goals that are specific, measurable, attainable. Okay, welcome back. You know, we've been discussing today goal setting and setting goals the right way. And prior to going to commercial, you know, we talked about setting goals that motivate you. We talked about setting goals that are SMART goals, that are specific, that are measurable, attainable. And that's where we left off. The R is relevant. Setting goals that are relevant. Goals actually should be relevant to the direction that you want your particular life, that you want your journey, maybe your even your career, your small business, your entrepreneurship goals. They should be relevant to the direction that you want your life and the direction that you are taking each and every day, the steps that you're taking each and every day to achieve these goals. So relevant, relevancy plays a very huge portion in goal setting as well. So again, these goals, not only should they be SMART goals by being specific, by being measurable, by being attainable, but the R is also important in that these goals should be relevant to the direction that you're trying to go in. Keeping those goals that you set aligned and properly aligned with the direction that you're headed in is very important. And lastly, the T, time bound. Now, you know, by being time bound and measurable, those two are quite honestly can be looked at as harmonious, but goals should have a deadline. Hey, I want to achieve this by this particular date. Set that time, hold yourself accountable. If you're giving yourself 90 days, if you're giving yourself 6 months or a year to achieve this particular goal, hold yourself accountable to that. All right. So when you achieve that goal, and this is what a lot of people fail to do, when you achieve that goal that again has been specific, it's been measurable, it's been attainable, it's been relevant, and you set yourself a time limit or a time-bound goal, celebrate those successes, okay? The third thing that I want to talk about is something that, you know, I have struggled with, and I talk to and consult with a lot of small business owners and those that are trying to start their business for the first time. They don't write anything down. They have all these ideas in their head, all these different things that they want to achieve and goals maybe that they have and aspirations and all these things. But when I ask to see it in writing, I get a deer in the headlight look. Why? Because that individual has not taken the time to write down their goals, their dreams, their aspirations. See, one thing that I have found, okay, and you're talking to someone or you're listening to someone who actually at one time struggled with this, all right? But I've learned the hard way that, you know what, when you fail to write a goal down, when you fail to write certain things down, you quite honestly are setting yourself up for failure. So there's the physical act. Yes, I know we live in a digital world, all right? But paper exists for a darn reason. Ink pens exist for a darn reason. So take that paper, take that ink pen, and put pen to pad. Write it down. Write your goals down. And if I can go spiritual here just for a moment, the Bible lets us know that we should write the goals down. The Bible actually utilizes the word vision. So whatever vision you see for yourself, whatever vision you have for yourself, whatever vision comes to your mind, whatever dream, whatever goal, whatever aspiration, write it down. Take it off the tables of your brain, off the tables of your heart, and write them down. There's a physical act of writing a goal down. What does that do? Quite honestly, two words come to mind. It makes it real. And the other word, makes it tangible. Like I could touch that sheet of paper that has that goal written down. I could touch that sheet of paper that has that vision written down. I can touch that sheet of paper that has that dream and that aspiration written down on it. It eliminates excuses. Why? Because you've taken it out of your head, off the tables of your heart. You've written it down. You could post it up on your wall. You can post it up on your refrigerator. You can post it up in your car. Wherever you are from time to time during the course of your day, write those goals down. Now, after you have that goal written down, make an action plan. If you need help with making an action plan, well, I'll be giving my contact information at the end of this podcast, but make an action plan. Oftentimes, we could write the things down, write the goals down, but again, let's take time to also make an action plan. We don't necessarily want to be so focused on the outcome or the end result that we miss the day-to-day processes of achieving that goal day in and day out. And finally, I'm going to tell you something that you already know, you've heard me say before, and that's to keep it up, stick with it, keep it going. You know, sometimes goals don't necessarily happen overnight. Sometimes goals don't happen in the first 90 days or the first six months or the first year, but stick with it. Stick with it day in, day out. Every step you take, every move you make, stick with it and make sure that the steps that you take, make sure that the moves that you are making points you again in the direction that you want to go. You know, I recorded a podcast recently with a young lady who owns a hair salon, and she said something powerful in the midst of this podcast. As a matter of fact, I named the podcast after this powerful thing that she mentioned. She said, every step matters. So as you're sticking with it, everything that you do matters. It matters, but make sure that the direction you're headed in is a direction ultimately that you want to go. So today, we've talked about setting goals. We do not want to find ourselves 6 months from now, 1 year from now, not having accomplished anything. Why? Because we failed to write down and take and make actual goals. So again, set goals that motivate you. Set those SMART goals. And by SMART, we mean specific. We mean measurable. We mean attainable. We mean relevant. We mean time bound. Set those SMART goals. And after you set those SMART goals, write down the goal. Put those goals in writing, take them off the tables of your heart, as I've said earlier, and off the pages of your mind, and put pen to paper, put pen to pad, and write down these goals. And we talked about making an action plan. Make an action plan. Don't get so focused on the outcome that we miss the day-to-day steps, the day-to-day processes that are needed along the way. And finally, we talked about something that we all know to do, and that's to stick with it. You know what? You need to be freaking stubborn. You need to be dogmatic about achieving your goals. This has been Greg Wilson with another episode of the Ignite You podcast. Follow me. Go to my website, www.gregawilson.com. Find me on Instagram, Greg A. Wilson Online, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. I utilize every platform of social media out there. If I can be of assistance to you, we talked about that action plan. Maybe you need help with that. Reach out to me, connect with me on social media, connect with me even on my phone number. My phone number is 706-289-7863. Be connected to people, resources, and information with Greg A. Wilson. Until next time, may God continue to bless you.